The following is a lecture entitled Devotee Relationships, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on October 9th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakon Vitamscha
So I've been asked to speak tonight about the different relationships amongst the devotees. Some devotees are on equal level, and some are on higher level and lower level. Of course, ultimately everyone is equal, because jivara svarupaḥ Krishnara Nityadas, all living entities are the eternal servants of Krishna. So ultimately everyone is equal. But because some devotees have realized Krishna consciousness more than others, there is difference. It's not that somebody is restricted. Well, you know, you're this age or this sex or this nationality, therefore, you, no, there's no restriction. Everyone has an equal opportunity to realize Krishna. Doesn't matter if you're man, woman, brahmachari, grihastha, any designation, doesn't matter. There's complete equality. It's simply how much have you realized Krishna, you see. How much we have realized Krishna in relationship to how much others have realized Krishna. That's how we measure who are equals, who are more advanced, and who is less advanced. So someone might ask, why do you want to make such distinctions? These distinctions are very practical. Because if you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, then you need to learn how to recognize those who are more advanced than you. Because by taking instruction from them, By serving them, you advance further, you see. And for those who are less advanced, we should be very merciful. We should help them to come up. So every one of us has these three types of relationships. Each one of us has these. I have someone who is more advanced. I have devotees who are more advanced than me, devotees who are equally advanced than me, and devotees who are less advanced than me. And that's true of everyone in this room. Everyone has those who are more advanced, those who are equally advanced, and those who are less advanced. So if each of us will relate with those three types of people in the proper way, then each of us will rapidly advance on the pathway of Krishna Bhakti. When you find someone who's more advanced, you should offer obeisances to them. You should serve them with love. And you should hear from them, learn from them. With those who are your peers, who have the same level of advancement as you should make friendship with them. Share your realizations with them. And for those who are less advanced, then you should be very kind to them to help them advance in Krishna consciousness. So how do you tell the difference? You just have to see who is more Krishna conscious and who is less Krishna conscious. Someone who is absorbed 24 hours a day in Krishna consciousness, who is always thinking, planning and acting for pushing forward this movement. They are most advanced. If we offer our obeisances to them, we serve them, and we learn from them, that will benefit us. And those who are equally absorbed as we are, we can see them also. The point is, if you're sincere to be Krishna conscious, then Krishna will give you the intelligence how to make these distinctions. But if you absolutely cannot make any distinctions, then you should understand you're less advanced. And you should learn from everyone. So, I can ask for some questions now.
Is said in the scriptures that a devotee, he thinks that others are devotees and he himself thinks that he is not devotee. And should he think like that? And
that is the Uttama Adhikari. But that Uttama Adhikari, for the sake of teaching, he comes down to the second class platform to make distinctions. In his heart he feels that everyone else is a devotee, but I am not. But for practical preaching purposes, he comes down to the second class platform and makes those distinctions. Otherwise, You can't preach. To be a preacher, he has to come down to the second platform and make those distinctions. If the Mutta Amarkari simply remain in Bhakti Bhav and never preach out of humility, then we will never benefit from their association. So the Uttamas very kindly come down to associate with us less advanced devotees to help elevate us, you see.
The question is that you have mentioned that we can distinguish between devotees by how much they are absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in serving. But sometimes we cannot see externally how much one is absorbed because he may be sick or any reason. So is there any way to understand without external vision?
Yeah.
And the example was one disciple, Mataji disciple of Indradyumna Swami, who became very sick and could not do anything and could not preach. But when she left the body, her spiritual master said that she was very devoted, even though she did not do any activities.
Yeah, that's right. Teisham satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buryogam tam yenamam upayanti te. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 10. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding which they can come to me. So if you become very sincere devotee, you constantly absorb in serving Krishna, then he will guide you where you should take shelter. Who is more advanced, who is equally advanced, and who is less advanced? He will give you that intelligence. Simply, you have to be 24 hours in Krishna consciousness. That's it.
This question is that can we judge a person who may not be able to do any extensions, but the people around that person can tell how Krishna conscious that person was?
What is she saying?
That we can.
I'm just saying that how Krishna conscious one person is, the person around, how Krishna conscious a devotee may be, so the associates around that person can tell how Krishna conscious that person
is. If they are Krishna conscious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, if one is actually Krishna conscious, he can ease by associating with someone, he can easily see whether they are Krishna conscious or not. And if you cannot see, that means you're not very Krishna conscious. So you should take help from any devotee. I acknowledge that point. Yeah. Any other questions?
Each personality is. Each individual is different and unique, and the path of perfection or the spiritual path for everyone is different. So how can a person learn from someone else if that person's path is different, because everyone has different paths?
So if everybody has their own path, how you can learn from somebody else? Everyone has their own unique voice also, isn't it? When you speak, or when someone else speaks, we can tell the difference. Oh, it is you speaking. It's like if you called your mother on the phone, she can recognize you by your voice, isn't it? So everyone has their own individual voice, but at the same time there's one language known as Lithuanian. So all the Lithuanians, even though they are sharing the same language, they can communicate with each other. Each Lithuanian has their own distinct voice, which makes him different from all other Lithuanians. So each and every one of us experience our own individual path, at the same time there is one path, the path of loving God. You have your individual relationship with God, and I have my individual relationship with God, and they are different. But at the same time, we are both trying to love God, isn't it? So there is oneness and difference at the same time. Because there is oneness, we have our individualities. I mean, because there is difference, we have our individual personalities. And because there is oneness, we are all doing the same thing, trying to learn how to love God. Just like there are many guitar players in the world, and each guitar player has his own style, you see. But at the same time, there is one art known as guitar playing, which is commonly understood by all guitar players. So it's not that you lose your individuality when you become a practitioner of self-realization. You keep your individuality. At the same time, you can benefit from other practitioners of that science who are more accomplished than you. Even if their style of bhakti is different than yours. You see? Just like I can benefit from a guitar player, he can benefit by other guitar players who are more advanced than he, even if the style is different. There is one science, guitar playing, you see. So there's one science of self-realization. Even though everyone has their own unique way of practicing it, still it is one science. And you can benefit by the practice of others who are more accomplished than you. Does that make sense to you? Very good. Any other questions? Yeah. No, you had a question? Oh, okay, go ahead.
And what about relationships in worldly life? For example, in job or in family, if someone is senior, how to relate with them?
A devotee offers all respect to everyone. Even a little ant. Louder?
He did not understand what you meant. Yeah.
He didn't understand?
Yeah, it's not very clear to him.
You want to know how to relate with people in the material world. You give them all respect. They are part and parcel of Krishna. And if they are not devotees, they are still Krishna's parts and parcel. So you should always be respectful to everyone. That is Krishna consciousness. Samak sarve, what is it? Brahmabhuta prasanatmana sochati nakankshati. Samak sarveshu bhuteshu. Equally disposed towards all living entities. Louder, please. What did she say? What did she say?
How much one should associate with non-devotees?
Well, it depends. If you're a preacher, we recommend about 8 hours a day. Distributing books. If you're a preacher, we recommend you go, you associate with non-devotees as much as possible. And if you're working a job, then you have whatever is necessary for your livelihood. But you should always be in the mood of giving them Krishna consciousness. It's not openly, at least find ways to indirectly do them. Giving them prasadam. By being very saintly, and by manifesting saintly behavior, so they become inspired to elevate their own consciousness. Any other questions? 7:15, we have 15 minutes. I can't hear you. Yes?
How do I know that I'm a preacher for Krishna?
How can I know that I'm a preacher for Krishna?
Do you know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Do you tell people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? You are a preacher. Any other questions? Yeah.
hide it on paper.
Could you explain the difference between material individual and spiritual individual?
Actually, every individual is spiritual. There's no such thing as a material person, actually. Matter is impersonal. It is dead matter. The man, just like your clothes, a person? No, your clothes are not a person. The material world is just the covering energy. The actual persons, they are spiritual. So there's no such thing as a material person. Every person is spiritual. Now they may, a spiritual person who is in ignorance, he will think, I am this body, you see. His consciousness then is material consciousness. Because he misidentifies himself with matter. But that doesn't mean that he becomes material. He is just as spiritual as a self-realized soul. He just doesn't realize it, that's all. Next question.
So having this intelligence to understand who is more advanced, can we also understand who is more advanced from persons from another religions, like Christians and others? Can we understand also their position?
Yes, one who is thinking other religions, they are not very advanced. This idea of other religions, this is a man-made conception. This is actually great saintly teachers, they have not taught different religions. The great saintly teachers throughout history, they have taught the science of bhakti, devotion. But materialistic men, in their in material consciousness, have invented this idea of different religions. So one who is thinking different religions, they are not an enlightened person. One who sees the universal religion, you see, the one universal religion which applies to everyone, they are enlightened, you see. Whether you're a Christian, a Buddhist, a Hindu, a Jew, a Muslim, a Sikh, or whatever, if you develop love of God, then you're a first-class realized person, you see. These things, Christian, Hindu, Jew, these are material designations. They are not. They have nothing to do with the soul. So, a person's advancement has nothing to do with whether he's designated as a Christian, a Hindu, a Jew, or a Muslim, etc. Their advancement is simply measured by how much they have developed love for God. That's it. Whether they call him Krishna, Allah, Jehovah, Buddha, or Christ, that doesn't matter. God is one. Just like the sun is one in the sky, you see. Whether you call it Sole or the sun or El Sol, as they call it in Spanish, or Surya, as they call it in Hindi, there's still only one sun. But if people fight, no, it is Sole, no, it is the sun, no, it is Surya, no, it is El Sol. Fight over the name, it is foolishness. And that's what the so-called religious people are doing today. They're fighting and killing each other over the name. They don't realize that God is multilingual. He speaks unlimited languages. He understands all the different names for Him. So in this Krishna consciousness movement, we are not introducing a new religion. We are teaching the science of love of God, which applies equally, whether you call God Krishna, Jehovah, Allah, Christ, etc. It doesn't matter. We are not another religion. We are teaching the essence of religion that applies to everyone. Do you understand this point? Have you read Bhagavad Gita? No, you need... If you will study this Bhagavad Gita, I encourage that tonight you purchase one copy, give some contribution. We're not selling, it's not a selling business, just the covers cover the printing costs. Kindly take one Bhagavad Gita tonight, give some contribution, and study it very carefully, and then you realize the science of God. There are many scriptures in the world, but these words are directly spoken by God Himself. This is different from the other scriptures, you see. This is the most authoritative knowledge of God given in the world. So, I think we will stop here. And I thank you all very much for attending this class. And that is at Achu Labai. Yeah.